Have you ever thought about where your status updates and profile pictures really go after you post them on Facebook? Well, it turns out your online presence might live closer to you than you think. Facebook's Forest City data center stores a lot of our online profiles. But what's it like to work there? WFAE's Lucy Perkins reports.
Dylan Hawkins is 21 and from Rutherford County. While his friends are on Facebook, he's at Facebook's data center in Forest City. It's one of five in the world. He works with the servers that store the bits and pieces of our online lives.
Some are caching information so that it can be fetched much faster for you when you load on Facebook so that it doesn't take many seconds, it takes milliseconds.
These servers help store information for the 890 million people who use Facebook every day. Now, just because there's a data center in Forest City doesn't mean your photos are definitely stored there for easy access. Your data goes to the center that's most readily available, whether that's here or in Luleå, Sweden. Hawkins is one of about 80 full-time employees who work here. He takes me into the heart of the data center.
And now we're going into Data Hall 3B. So we're in a one suite that's probably about the size of a football field that's full of servers, 28 rows, and there's fiber and cabling everywhere.
That noise is coming from fans that are running air through the huge facility to keep the building at an optimal temperature, which is between 80 and 83 degrees. Hawkins says he loves his job because it's an extension of his love of computers. Once we get into the data hall, it's easy to see why he likes working here. There's a lot. So how many of these are here in this particular data center?
How many servers? Tens of thousands.
Really? Mm-hmm. There are rows and rows of servers inside the quarter-mile-long building. Rainbows of cables thread through the server tower's metal trays with tiny blinking lights. If something goes wrong with a server, like if the processors or the hardware die, data center technicians like Hawkins fix it, which is what you might expect. But I came across something I didn't expect. Yeah, why are there scooters here?
So the scooters are here for anyone who wants to use them. So if you need to rush down from the office all the way to the end of the building, the scooter will get you there much faster.
Wow. So you like take a scooter through your data hall?
Mm-hmm.
If one server breaks, another one fills in, which is why Hawkins can disconnect a tray of servers and nothing goes wrong.
So these are Webbies. This is the kind of server that you would be going to when you first load Facebook. So as your news feed, it's just sending it back.
In other words, these servers store the information you most often access. Hawkins landed this job about 3 years ago with the help of a program at Isothermal Community College. He was a part of the first graduating class from ICC's Data Center Institute, which partners with Facebook to train potential employees. For WFAE News, I'm Lucy Perkins in Forest City.